This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Another pandemic effect, people buying recreational vehicles so they can go on trips and cook, bathe, and sleep inside the RV. Marketplace's Andy Euler spoke to some RVers in Austin about this growth industry.
32-year-old Kira Pickens is the proud owner of a brand new $12,000 camper. She and her husband Ryan tow it behind their Toyota Tacoma when they want to get out of Austin.
And it's just a little pop-up. So instead of like, you know, the canvas pop-ups that get like wider, it just kind of pops up to like an A-frame.
She says they'd been talking about getting an RV for a while and then decided to make it a Christmas present for each other.
We got it in January, and then as like come March and April, it became a boom where everybody was getting one. So I'm actually really glad we got it before that.
RV prices have been rising during the pandemic. Monica Gerisi with the RV Industry Association says sellers first noticed something going on in the spring, which is already usually a good time for RV sales.
But it became clear very quickly that this was not pent-up demand. These were new people who had either maybe considered RVing, but this was what pushed them over the edge, or a lot of people who had never considered RVing now were looking for a way to get out and travel.
Gerisi says suppliers are seeing a big increase in first-time buyers who are overwhelmingly buying cheaper towable RVs. Shipments are up more than 35% from a year ago. The industry is actually having a hard time keeping up with demand. Colin Duffy sells RVs at Camper Clinic just south of Austin, like this Montana fifth-wheel motorhome that'll run you $65,000.
So this is a house on wheels.
Duffy says he can't order enough units from manufacturers. That's partly because RV makers were forced to shut down for a while in the early days of the pandemic.
So what happened was the factory shut down for 45 days for all of these different brands, and the dealership sold off of what their existing lot had.
While new buyers are snapping up the RVs they can find at dealerships, not all of these RV converts are in for the long haul. Industry observers are expecting a strong used RV market to develop on the other side of the pandemic. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.